morning, Glasswater. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, Bill. I got a report on you late last night. How you had a good trip, didn't you?
Oh, very interesting trip.
Well, just Jack Valenti was just ecstatic with
Well, he was a great addition to our party. Blow that boy.
Give me that Valenti report over there.
Everything went awfully well, actually, and we had no mishaps.
Sure, an envelope is going.
I was planning to come down to your briefing, but you know what's happened down home.
I sure do, Bill.
I'm leaving at 9 o'clock for Arkansas. We'll be back tonight.
All right. Are you going with Zucker?
Yeah,
That's good. I hear John's going. They didn't say anything about you, and I told him to be sure to check that, and didn't say anything about Wilbur Mills.
Yeah, they're going. They
is just, Wilbur going too?
Yeah.
Well, y'all haven't got as good a press officer as him.
No, well, I didn't get in until about 12 o'clock this morning.
Well, that's very tragic, and if there's anything I can do or anybody that you want or anyone extra sent in or anything, I told Air Force to call on each family and in my name. Anything that ought to be done, we can do. Why, you just please call me or call Jack direct. And,
well, we'll sure do that. I knew you would feel that way about it. Well, when I get back and we have a chance, I'll give you a fill-in on the South American trip whenever it's your convenience.
Who all went with you?
Senator Hickenlooper, Senator Simpson, Senator Symington, and then Tom Mann and Jack Vaughn and Jack Valenti. And the rest were staff.
Jack wrote a good report, about 4 pages. Succinctly, here's his conclusion. I don't want to make you too damn cocky, though.
What's that?
Betty, don't tell her, because you'll be hard to live with. Senator Fulbright performed flawlessly as the chief of this delegation and as a spokesman for the United States in several encounters with the press. He made not one misstep. The name Fulbright is universally and favorably known throughout Latin America. He was invariably, I observe, greeted with affection and respect. My judgment is he raised the level of U.S. goodwill considerably in Brazil by both his demeanor and his thoughtful and considered attention and response to every leader that he met.
Very good.
He can write pretty good, kid.
Damn right. He's one of the best writers I've heard lately.
Yes, he is. He's one of the best. I'm awfully sorry about your tragedy, and I look forward, and if you want a plane, if you get separated or anything you need, please call me. And our briefings have been very good. We haven't had one sour note. Right. We have emphasized the points that you're interested in, particularly with Goldberg and with Gene Black. Gene has spoken at all of them and told them the fine progress he has made. Morse sat through all the meeting the other day, didn't say a word. Goldberg told him what he's trying to do, and Rusk has told him, and I've given him 116 days to try to find a way to negotiate. Everybody's wanting to go to war with Russia and China, and we've explained why we've had to be very careful and how we're trying to be moderate people, and the right-wingers kind of accept it. Yesterday, had a bunch of Republican congressmen, but we explained it. They get up and applaud and say it was a good meeting. Greening even got up and said that he had to say that he felt a lot better after attending the meeting. We are emphasizing that a good deal. We are going around Goldberg just jumping up and down every minute, as you would imagine, with him trying to find a break, and it looks like that's the course we're going to pursue.
Good. Well, I'll hope to see you when I get back.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.